How can one skillfully investigate feelings without simply getting lost in analytical thought? Probably the easiest way is paying attention to the feeling when one gets lost in analytical thought, because it'll be complicated, there'll be an element of suffering there. So then, because we use the word investigation, and we have to use language and thinking sometimes, but really the best investigation takes place when the mind is very, very still and not formulating a lot of ideas and speculation. So it's just more of a direct seeing or a direct experiencing. A sort of rejigging our association of what we think, well, I should be investigating. And almost, I should be thinking about it. But it's not necessarily the case. One can use the thinking process to help prod one or stimulate a particular reflection or perception. But in the end, it's the coming back to the experience, trying to see what something feels like in the context or the sphere of stillness and settledness. And then that around feeling, seeing what happens when there is a feeling, where does it, what rises out of that? Where does it go to? What does it stimulate? And of course, one doesn't need to analyze that. One just needs to recognize when the mind is moving and what feelings pushed it in a particular direction.